And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, December the 29th, 2013. It's the birthday of the playwright Paul Rudnick, born in Piscataway Township, New Jersey, 1957, who said, "Whenever I stumble over my own feet, or blurt out a thought that makes no sense at all, or leave the house wearing one pattern too many, I always think it's okay, I'm from New Jersey." Author of many plays, including I Hate Hamlet, Jeffrey, and The New Century. It's the birthday of Paula Poundstone, born in Huntsville, Alabama, 1959, became a stand-up comedian first in Boston, then in California, became famous for incorporating so much improvisation into her routines. Wrote a memoir in 2006 entitled There's Nothing in This Book That I Meant to Say. Paula Poundstone, who said, "Adults are always asking little kids what they want to be when they grow up because they're looking for ideas." It was on this day, 1916, James Joyce's A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man was published. He started out writing it in 1904. He wrote an essay called A Portrait of the Artist, which was turned down by an editor who said, "I can't print what I can't understand." So Joyce decided to turn it into a novel. It was a fairly conventional novel, very long novel, and then he decided to rewrite it once again and make it shorter and less traditional. It was turned down by many publishers in England and Ireland, and then was printed by a New York publisher, B.W. Hupsch, on this day in 1916. It's the feast day of the martyred St. Thomas Becket, the Archbishop of Canterbury, murdered in his own cathedral on this day in 1170 by four knights of King Henry II. It's the anniversary of the massacre at Wounded Knee Creek in South Dakota. Chief Bigfoot leading his band of Lakota Sioux toward the Pine Ridge Agency when they were surrounded by the 7th Cavalry, and 200 people, men, women, and children, were killed. And it's the birthday of Pablo Casals, the cellist, born in Vendrell, Spain, 1876, who said, "Each person has inside a basic decency and goodness. If he listens to it and acts on it, he is giving a great deal of what it is the world needs most. It is not complicated, but it takes courage for a person to listen to his own goodness and act on it." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Casey Jewards entitled Claim. Once during that year, when all I wanted was to be anything other than what I was, the dog took my wrist in her jaws, not to hurt or startle, but the way a wolf might, closing her mouth over the leg of another from her pack, claiming me, like anything else, the round luck of her supper dish, or the bliss of rabbits, their infinite grassy cities. Her lips and teeth circled and pressed, tireless pressure of the world that pushes against you to see if you're there. And I could feel myself, inside myself again, muscle to bone to the slippery core where I knew next to nothing about love. She wrapped my arm as a woman might wrap her hand through the loop of a leash, as if she were the one holding me at the edge of a busy street, instructing me to stay. A poem titled Claim by Casey Jewards from her collection Keeper, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.